You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Students at Lawrence University in Appleton are getting the chance this week to work with an artist who spent the last 6 years documenting contemporary Native American life. She's made it her goal to visit every tribal community in the country and represent members on their own terms. Matika Wilbur is a photographer from the Swinomish and Tulalip tribe who's been traveling the U.S. as part of her Project 562. This Thursday at 11 a.m., she'll be giving a convocation address on the Lawrence University campus and unveiling a new mural she put together with the students there. She talked earlier today with yesterday, with Central Time producer Dean Knetter.
Well, we spoke to you on the network back in 2014 when Project 562 was getting underway. How far have things come in the last 5 years?
Oh, Project 562 I've been on the road now for a total of 6 years. I've been to about 450 tribal communities, and I still have a bit left to go. I'm heading up to Alaska this spring, and we'll be up there traveling for the next 6 months, and then I guess we turn everything into the publisher next spring, so I guess it'll be like a sacred number, 7 years total on the road.
And I think for a lot of us, the photographs we encounter of different Native American tribes come from textbooks. And these were usually from a long time ago and certainly not taken with a Native American behind the camera. When you visit people and take their pictures, what do you try to capture?
I try to give the individuals that I photograph an agency to be photographed in the way that they would like to be represented. So it's kind of a funny answer to your question, because I don't know that I'm necessarily trying to capture anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of a colonizer's position, like I'm coming to your community wanting something from you. And instead, I try to take more of an approach of service and ask myself how I can be useful to the communities that I'm photographing. And so when I reach out to new communities, I ask them if there's any initiatives or actions that would be helpful for me to photograph, or if there's any people who, you know, that the community would really like to be sure that they have interviewed and photographed, maybe elderly folks or young people they'd like to uplift. And in that way, I just try to be useful.
What are some of those initiatives that you've included? Some of the ways that you've seen tribes sort of making the future in their own way?
I've encountered several communities that are in the midst of decolonizing and healing from, you know, many of the historical traumas and aiming to create healthy communities. And so in that way, there's sovereignty movements and government and efforts to create healthy, happy communities. There's efforts to maintain access to land and water. There's food sovereignty movements with our seed savers and our efforts to continue farming, hunting, gathering, fishing, and eating traditional food diets. You know, there's, like, of course, massive movements in education to try to both create K-12 charter schools, and many of our people would like to see our communities continue to speak our traditional languages. And so many tribes have developed language programs that are very advanced, that, you know, and these incredible charter schools or tribal schools that teach indigenous pedagogy. I could go on and on and on. It's like saying, you know, like, what are some of the forward-thinking initiatives in the United States? It's like,
it sounds like there's a lot going on. And, I mean, 562 tribes is a lot to visit, and that's not a group that we can paint with a broad brush. Where do you see the differences and the commonalities coming out between different tribes? Are there certain concerns that tie them together, but certain concerns that maybe make them unique too?
I mean, of course, we're talking about nations and you know, geographical regions that are so different than one another. So some of the initiatives in the Arctic, you know, like with efforts to save the caribou, are much different than what's happening in southern Florida with an effort to restore the Everglades. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways, it's the same fight, right? Like, all tribal people are in an effort to maintain access to traditional land and water and an effort to try to maintain tribal sovereignty, especially given the current administration. But, you know, like, that fight looks different, whether it's in Bears Ears or in Standing Rock or in the Northwest with an effort to restore the fish habitats. You know, I would say, like, that you would find Native people at the forefront of almost every major environmental protection movement in the United States. And I definitely have seen that similarly across tribes, that there's this ongoing effort to maintain access because, you know, modern infrastructure and modern development deeply damages the ecosystem. And if our identities are inextricably connected to the land, and the land is constantly in danger, then so is our identity. And so one question is, how can I maintain my land-based identity if I don't have access to land? And, of course, the reservation system was designed to destroy that relationship. And so I would definitely say that I've seen that over and over and over again. And then, of course, I've also seen really beautiful things. I've been really well taken care of in Indian country. I've encountered so many people who have invited me into their home and let me stay with them and their family and fed me and treated me well and given me stories and songs and shared their experiences with me. And in that way, I feel really grateful.
We're talking with Matika Wilbur right now. She's a photographer who's been traveling the country taking portraits of people from every Native American tribe. And you are the artist in residency this week at Lawrence University in Appleton. How has it been so far? What kind of things have you been up to?
I've had the best time. We have a group of students from both Green Bay and from here, from both of the different Native student unions. And we've started out just by sort of getting to know one another, and I give some small lectures. We worked with around this idea of, like, what does it mean to have representation, and how might we indigenize our education, in which ways do we see ourselves represented, and we had quite a few discussions about that in the first evening. And the second day we went out to Oneida, and we were able to visit their longhouse, and people shared with us some traditional teachings, and it was really powerful. And then we started painting yesterday, and we'll be, you know, working on the mural for the next couple of days, reflecting some of the teachings that we learned while we were in Oneida. So it's really going well. It's really great to see the kids so inspired and enthusiastic. And I shouldn't call them kids; they're young adults. But they've done a really good job. They're working very hard, and I'm really impressed.
And you mentioned that you visited the Oneida Nation as part of your work with students. What kind of conversations did they have with tribal members?
Well, we spoke about the Great Law and the Haudenosaunee Confederacy and the power of a good mind. We discussed some longhouse teachings. We had the opportunity to give thanks in the longhouse for the maple tree. It was a full day. And many teachings were shared. It was really, really beautiful.
As we wrap up, Matika, you mentioned that you were working on a mural that will be unveiled this Thursday. I know it's not It's not public yet, but what can you tell us about what it's going to look like?
It's a really bright and happy mural. The students chose the color palette. I was sort of hoping for a more like muted pink tone, and they went with a really bright and cheery color palette. So you have to come and see. It's really beautiful. There's Daniel Clay Stevens, who's from Oneida, will be in the mural, and a Cheyenne grandmother, Jenny Parker, and a princess from Pechanga. So it has some good representation. The students did some drawings that will also be included. And it's a very collaborative effort. So I think it represents indigenous people from many different places really well. I'm looking forward to it. It's huge. It's quite breathtaking. I hope people like it.
Well, Matiga, thank you for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your time here in Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope that people, if they want to come and visit on Thursday, they're welcome to join us.
Matiga Wilbur is a photographer visiting every tribal community in the country as part of Project 562. It sounds like there will be a book in the works in the future. Keep an eye out for that. She'll be giving a convocation address and unveiling that new mural that she was just talking about there. That's at 11 a.m. this Thursday at Lawrence University. She's visiting there and has been working with students at Lawrence University. She spoke earlier with Central Time producer Dean Knetter. If you're one of those students, we'd love to hear from you about the project you've been working on with Matiga. Send us a quick note. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at @CentralTimeWPR. And on a related note, we had the State of the Tribes address here in Wisconsin earlier today at the state capitol. Watch for archived audio of that. You can find that. It might be up by now at WPR.org.